This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Good evening. Okay, Parashas Kisisa is a very interesting parasha. Of course, the highlight of the parasha is the Chet HaEgal, the sin of the golden calf. However, we're going to examine another part of the parasha, and we're going to bring out some things about a topic that we're very familiar with, but hopefully bring it out in a way to create more of a appreciation and bring out some new concepts and new ideas. This week's parasha, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Shabbos as a prelude to the sin of the Egel. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells Klal Yisrael, take a look on page 490. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lemar. Hashem says to Moshe, saying, V'yata daber al b'nei Yisrael Lemar, speak to the Jewish people, saying, Ach es Shabbos soisai tishmoiru. Keep my Shabbos. Ach es Shabbos soisai tishmoiru. And immediately, when you look at these words, you should notice that this is a very interesting expression. Es Shabbos soisai. Literally, Shabbos soisai means my Shabbosim, plural. Keep my Shabbosim. So the simple meaning is, yeah, don't just keep Shabbos this week, keep it next week and the week. But still, just say, Es HaShabbos Tishmoiru. Keep Shabbos. Keep Shabbos means whenever Shabbos comes. It doesn't say Es HaPsachim Tishmoiru. When it talks about Pesach, it doesn't use the plural. When it talks about Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't use the plural. When it talks about Yom Kippur, and we know if it says keep Pesach, it means every year on Pesach. Why here, when it talks about Shabbos, does it say Es Shabbos Soisai, Eloshon Rabim? Okay? Let's move on. Ki ois hi, because Shabbos is a sign, Beini uveinechem ledoroseichem, between me and you for all generations, Ladas, to know ki ani Hashem mekadeshchem, that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. Ushmartem es haShabbos, you should keep Shabbos, ki koidesh hi lachem, it is holy to you. Michaleleha, mois yumas, those who desecrate her will be put to death. What does the word Michaleleha mean? Those who desecrate her. But actually, again, it means Lashon Rabim. Michaleleha doesn't mean those who desecrate her singular. It means plural. Michaleleha, those who desecrate many Shabbosim. Well, that's not true. Only those who desecrate many Shabbosim are deserving the death penalty? No. Even someone who desecrates one Shabbos. Why would the Torah say, it should say Michaleleha. Michaleleha, those who desecrate her, singular. Why Michaleleha, those who desecrate her, plural. Okay, why does the Torah keep on reiterating this concept that not just one Shabbos, many Shabbosim? Es Shabbos soisai tishmayru. Keep my Shabbosim. Michaleleha, those who desecrate her, plural. Here's a real whopper. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Is Shabbos male or Shabbos female?
Shabbos Hamalka, female.
So we would say it's Shabbos Hamalka, right? It's female. And certainly from the psukim we've read, it would seem to be that Shabbos is female. It says, ki ois hi. What does he mean?
She.
She is a sign. Ki ois hi. She is a sign. Ushmartem es Shabbos, ki koidesh hi. She is holy. Michaleleha, those who desecrate her. So it seemed to be that Shabbos is a nekeva. Okay? However, if you look in next week's parasha, Parashas Vayakel, take a look in Parashas Vayakel, page 516. Page 516, the Torah says, Sheshes yomim teyasa malacha, 6 days you should do work. Uvayom hashvi yiyalachem kodesh, and the seventh day should be holy. Shabbos shabboson lashem, kol ha'oise voy malacha moisimas. Anyone does malacha in him will be put to death. So what happened? Shabbos became a male? They're saying again, work for 6 days, and the seventh day you should rest. Anyone who does malacha on it, it's talking about the mitzvah of Shabbos. And it's saying, Shabbos is oisa boy. All of a sudden, Shabbos has become a male. So what is Shabbos? Shabbos a female? Is Shabbos a male? Is it Lashon Nekeva? Is it Lashon Zachar? Is it both? Why does the Torah switch it? Why in this week's parasha is it referred to Kodesh Hi, Os Hi, Mechalaleha? And next week it's Kol Ha'oseh Bo Melacha. Okay? And another question we have to think about. Take a look again. Look in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Es Shabbos Soisai Tishmoiru, keep many Shabbosim. Meaning, not many. So you may say, oh, it's going on many Shabbosim. Ki ois hi, singular. Black to Lashon Yochid. Shabbos Soisai Tishmoiru. Well, if it's saying, if the Pasuk means, keep many Shabbosim every single week, it should say, ki ois heim. They are a sign. Why ki os hi? It is a sign. Why back to the singular? The Torah is like back and forth. First it's a he, first it's a she. Next week's parasha is a he. First she's plural, then she's singular. What's going on? We're having an identity crisis with Shabbos. You know, we don't understand. Is Shabbos, again, just to quickly review, Gabi, is Shabbos Zachar or Shabbos Nekeva?
No.
Nekeva, how do you know?
Just did it.
You just
no,
did?
No, I just know.
You know. Why? So we had in this expression, it says, Kol ha'ose ba, malacha mosimas, mechaleleha. It would seem to be that it's Nekeva. Yeah. Next week's parasha, though, it says, Kol ha'ose bo, malacha mosimas.
Boi Shabbat Malkal, you say.
What? What was it? Yeah. Right? It says, Kol ha'ose bo. Next week, all of a sudden, Shabbos became a Zachar. What happened? Then another question we wanted to deal with is, in this week's parasha, the Torah keeps on saying, Shabbos sosai tishmoru. Keep my Shabbosim in plural. Why are we referring to the Shabbos in plural? Why does it say mechalaleha? Again, what does mechalaleha mean? Those who desecrate her, plural. It should say mechalala. Those who desecrate her, singular. Mechalala. Okay. Now, so we have a bunch of questions on the words. Now we move on to number one. Take a look on the first Maram Makom on the sheet. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rishom Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Il mole mishamrin Yisrael shtei Shabbosos kehilchasan. If the Jewish people would keep two Shabbosim properly, miyad negolim, they would immediately be redeemed. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Koyomar Hashem, so says God, La sarisim to the ministers asher yishmer Shabbosai, who preserve my Shabbosim. What does it say after that? Uksiv basrei, it says after that, Bahaviosim al harkochi. And further, Hashem will bring us up to the Beis HaMikdash. So what does the Gemara tell us? If the Jewish people keep two Shabbosim, we'll be immediately redeemed.
Why, two because of the Shabbosim?
Because the pasuk that we learn it for says, Kol Asher Yishmeru Shabbos Sosai. So the verse that we learn it from is saying Shabbos Sosai, plural. And therefore we learn from there, if we keep two Shabbosim, we'll be redeemed. Now, again, you're picking up something good. The fact that the Gemara derives from the word Shabbos Sosai that you have to keep two Shabbosim seems to indicate that Shabbos Sosai certainly means more than one. So, why two? Why? What, if the Jewish people keep one, then that's not good enough? Halavai, we should keep one Shabbos. Why does the Gemara say, if the Jewish people keep two Shabbosim, then we'll be redeemed? One's not good enough. You know, what's wrong with one? What are we accomplishing in two? Why two? Why not one? And even more than that, you remember, you know Mordechai ben David? You know Mordechai ben David? Yeah? What's his famous song? Just one Shabbos, right? Just one Shabbos, we'll be free. Now, where did he get that from? The Medrash. The Medrash says very clearly, Klal Yisrael only has to keep one Shabbos. Take a look at number two. Amar Rabbi Levi, Im Mishamrim Yisrael Es HaShabbos Karoi Afilu Yoim Echad. If the Jewish people keep even one Shabbos, then David Ba. David HaMelech comes right away. So first of all,
never kept one Shabbat?
I guess not.
It's referring to Dor HaMidbar as well?
Even the Dor HaMidbar, the first Shabbos, you have the Mekoshesh. He went out to collect. And since then, I guess it didn't happen. So the first thing we have to understand, why does the Gemara say only two Shabbosim? And number two, the Gemara is a contradiction to the Medrash. The Medrash says you only need one. The Medrash says no. The Gemara says two. So, you know, sometimes, by the way, the Gemara could argue on the Medrash, but what's the reasoning here? Is it two? Is it one? Why? Now let's continue on in the Medrash. Lama, why is this? Shehi shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahis. Why, if we keep Shabbos, will we be redeemed immediately? Because Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvahs. Interesting. Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvahs? Since when is Shabbos equal to all the mitzvahs? Every morning, what do we say? Everything. Since when did Shabbos get that status? Since when did Shabbos become equal to all the mitzvahs? When did that happen? That's what the Medrash says, but where did the Medrash get this from?
The same Talmud Torah, whether it's also practice or just study?
Study.
Just study. Yes, study. You study, that's it, you Jehovah?
No. It means that by every word of Torah you learn, you get rewarded as if you fulfilled all 613 mitzvahs. In other words, if you were to put on a scale, putting on tefillin and wearing Torah and learning one word of Torah, learning Torah is equal to all the mitzvahs. But it doesn't exempt you from fulfilling. You still are obligated to fulfill all the mitzvahs, and if you don't, you'll be held accountable. Just in terms of the reward system, when you're going to be cashing in one day, la'achar me'ev esrim shana, and you're going to be coming in with tefillin and Torah, Torah is more valuable. That's why, there's certain mitzvahs you have to do. But Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah. If you have a choice of doing two mitzvahs, Torah or anything else, you always pick Torah. Now, you still have to put on tefillin every day. You still have to do all your obligations. But after that, let's say somebody comes to you, they need a favor. Or you could learn. So then, depends. If someone else could help the guy, yeah, you should learn. Learning is a bigger mitzvah. No one else could help him, then you don't have a choice. You have to interrupt your learning to help. But that's a separate topic. Okay, so another question we want to know is, the Gemara that says you have to keep two Shabbosim is a contradiction to the Medrash that says you only have to keep one Shabbos. And what does the Medrash mean, b'chlal, that Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvahs? Okay? Rabbi Yisai, listen to another Medrash. Interesting story. You remember there was a guy named Kayin, right? He was a very nice man. The only thing is, he killed his brother, right? He killed Hevel. And the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to him, he says, Nu, where's your brother? So he says, I don't know. Not my problem. Hashem Rachi Anochi. It's not my responsibility. So Hashem says, come on, who are you fooling? The blood of your brother is crying out from the ground. So anyway, Kayin does tshuva. He comes to a settlement with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't even have to hire a lawyer. They settle. They make a compromise. Hashem preserves Kayin for 7 generations. All of a sudden, the court case is over, Kayin leaves the presence of Hashem, and he bumps into a man by the name of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon said, Nu, Kayin, my dear son, what happened in your court case with Ribbono Shel Olam? Kayin said, guess what? I'm innocent, nispasharti, we made a compromise. Adam HaRishon said, what? How? Kayin said, I did tshuva. Adam HaRishon said, why? You could do tshuva? Tshuva works? Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. That's what the Medrash says. Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. I mean, you might as well sing the Star Spangled Banner. What does Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos have to do with Kayin being found innocent? That's what Adam Rishon said. Oh, I didn't realize you could do tshuva. Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. You know, as they say, Mashmita Eitzel HaSinai. What do the two things have to do with each other? Because Adam HaRishon realized the greatness of tshuva, therefore he sings the parak of Tehillim, Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. Now you may have a question. A couple of weeks ago, Parsha Shemos, we learned who said the chapter Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos.
Moshe
Rabbeinu. So the Medrash says, don't worry, it was forgotten and Moshe Rabbeinu brought it back. But Adam HaRishon was really the one who innovated, the one who sang Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. I mean, what does Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos have to do with Shabbos? I'm sorry, have to do with Kayin doing tshuva. Kayin does tshuva, so Adam Rishon sings a song, Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos? I mean, so why don't you sing, I don't know what? Sing Dayenu. What does Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos have to do with tshuva? Look through the whole parak, there's not one word of tshuva in that parak. And finally, one last question. Take a look at... While we're on the topic of songs, right? V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Look on page 492. B'nei Yisrael will keep the Shabbos. La'asoy es ha-Shabbos. to make the Shabbos. What does that mean, to make the Shabbos? Let me ask you, who makes Shabbos? God makes Shabbos. We don't make Shabbos. We know on the Shabbos davening, the brachos of Shabbos end off, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Blessed are you, God, you sanctify Shabbos. What does that mean, God sanctifies Shabbos? That means every seventh day, whether they're Jews or no Jews, whether the Jews keep Shabbos or don't keep Shabbos, God says and sanctifies Shabbos. He zaps Kedusha on the day of Shabbos. He makes the Kedusha. God, it's what's called Kevi V'Kaima. The sanctity of Shabbos is irrespective of our observance, as opposed to Yom Tov. Yom Tov, the Kedusha of Yom Tov is created by the Jewish people. What do we say, Yom Tov? Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you, God. Mekadesh Yisrael, you sanctify the Jewish people. V'hazmanim, and the holidays. In other words, we proclaim the Rosh Chodesh. Based on the Rosh Chodesh, we determine what the Yom Tov is. We make the Kedusha of Yom Tov. That's why, by the way, the Ramban writes in the Sefer Amunah B'Tachon, when Yom Tov is over, we don't smell besamim. Why? So some Rishonim say because there's no Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. The Ramban says not true. There's a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. But you know why we don't have to smell besamim when Yom Tov is over? Because since we create the Kedusha, we hold on to the Kedusha. The Kedusha doesn't leave. If you make it, you control it. That's why there's something called Isru Chag. The day after Yom Tov has Kedusha, we could still hold on to it. We don't need to smell besamim. The Neshama Yisera is not leaving. Shabbos, we don't make the Kedusha. Hashem zaps the Kedusha on the day. When the day is over, it leaves. Oh, we can't hold on to it, so we have to smell besamim when Shabbos is over because our extra Neshama leaves. So the question therefore is, what does the Pasuk mean? Lasoisas HaShabbos, to make Shabbos. We don't make Shabbos. Hashem makes Shabbos. In fact, a few Pesukim earlier it says, La'das, look in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ki ani Hashem Mekadoshchem. Shabbos is the day to know I sanctify you. You don't sanctify Shabbos. I sanctify it. So what does this all mean? Okay, so we only have 9 questions, okay? We only have 9. Number one, just to summarize, we want to know, why does it say Ach es Shabbos soisai tishmoiru plural? Keep Shabbosim plural. Why, number two, why does the Torah say Michal Aleha, those who desecrate her, plural? We want to know, is Shabbos male or is Shabbos female? In this week's parasha, Michal Aleha, ki ois hi, it's female. In next week's parasha, all of a sudden Shabbos becomes Zachar. Kol ha'isa boi melacha mais yumas. Why does the Gemara say you have to keep 2 Shabbosim to be redeemed? Why is one not good enough? Why is the Gemara contradicting the Medrash that says you only have to keep 1 Shabbos? Why is Shabbos equal to all the mitzvot in the Torah? Since when was Shabbos promoted to the level of learning? Why, when Adam HaRishon meets Kayin and he hears about the greatness of tshuva, what does Adam HaRishon say? Mizmar Shiel Yom HaShabbos. What does Shabbos have to do with doing tshuva? And again, finally, what does it mean? La'asoyisas HaShabbos. Okay. So on this, we begin on a very interesting journey to try to discover exactly what is Shabbos. Sometimes you hear people talking on Shabbos. Guess what? Last night, I slept a bagel. Right? You ever hear that expression? I slept a bagel? I slept 12 hours, right? 12 hours, I slept a bagel, right? As if to say that the purpose of Shabbos is to sleep, right? You feel, I slept 13 hours. And not only that, I came to shul when it was almost over, and as soon as the meal was over, I went back to sleep. So I slept a total of 20 hours over Shabbos. I'm such a Shomer Shabbos, I didn't violate any malacha. Beautiful. What does Shabbos literally mean? It means rest. It means rest. So if Shabbos means rest, we would theoretically say that this individual has kept Shabbos. He didn't do any malacha. He didn't violate malacha. But we'll soon see that somebody who sleeps the entire day of Shabbos, we could say that he has not kept Shabbos. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, you know this song? We're a lot of songs today. Ma hafti tayra secha. Know the song? Kol hayoy misicha. So you ever hear that? No? Okay. You know it? Oh. The Rav knows it.
I'm going to sing it on Shabbos.
Okay. In Kapitel Kuf Yutes in Tehillim, chapter 119. By the way, chapter 119 is a very interesting chapter. Each letter of the Aleph Beis has 8 psukim. 8 for Aleph, 8 for Beis. And pasuk letter Mem starts with Ma Hafti Torah Secha. How greatly I love your Torah. Kol Hayom, the whole day. Hisi Chasi, that is what I talk about. Ask Rabbeinu Bechaye, you can look at number 7. Why does David HaMelech say, Kol Hayom Hisi Chasi? All that day it is my conversation. It should say, Kol Yom Hisi Chasi. Every day I talk in the Torah. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, of course, a person should speak in Torah every day. But when David HaMelech says and talks about how much he loves the Torah and how all Hayom Hisi Chasi is referring to a specific day. It's referring to the day of Shabbos. The day of Shabbos was designated for Talmud Torah. Shabbos is not a day of rest. It is a day of rest, but it has a higher element, higher function, a higher facet. Shabbos is designated for Talmud Torah. It's designated for learning. It's designated for spiritual contemplation, designated for spiritual thought. And therefore, David HaMelech says, Ma hafti Torah secha, how much I love your Torah, kol hayom hisichasi. On that day, that's what I talk about. That's what Rabbeinu Bechaye says, Hashem says, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos, remember Shabbos, Likadisho, to sanctify Shabbos. How do you sanctify Shabbos? Through learning Torah, you sanctify Shabbos. Okay, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Take a look at number 8. The Torah writes, by the way, the Torah was the son of the Rush. The Torah was a very poor man. The Rush eventually, he was in Germany, but he had to escape because his Rebbe, the Marami Rotenberg, was imprisoned. And after the Marami Rotenberg passed away in prison, the Rush thought he was next. So he fled to Spain. When he came to Spain, he was greeted by the Sfaradim with great honor. And they promoted him to be one of the highest leaders, perhaps the greatest sage in Spain. The only thing was, Rush was not successful in having them adopt the Ashkenazic Minhagim. But they accepted him, he was the leader, but the Sfaradim would still maintain their customs. Okay. And the Torah writes to his father, what should I do? I have no money. The Torah had no money. Should I borrow money to make Shabbos? Or should I treat Shabbos as a weekday? Can you imagine? The Torah had no money. Anyway, take a look at number 7. And number 8. You should have kavana to, you should have in mind to eat fruits and treats during the day of Shabbos, to make up the 100 brachos that you're missing from Shmona Esrei. Because in other words, on a regular day you have 18 brachos in Shmona Esrei. On Shabbos you only have 7 brachos in Shmona Esrei. So you're not going to get to your 100 brachos. Now, what do you do after you eat Shabbos morning? V'im ragil b'sheinas hatzarayim. If you normally take a nap, al yivat lana. Don't give up that nap. Ki oneg hula, because it's enjoyable to take a nap, right? Man, it's a geschmack to take a nap, right?
I never did.
You never take a nap? Oh, so you're a real tzaddik. So what do you do then? V'achar hashena, after you sleep, kovin medrash. You have to set time to learn. Kedisa b'medrash, the medrash tells us that Amra Torah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah says to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, God, kisheyichnasu Yisrael la'aretz. The Torah said to Hashem, when the Jewish people were in the desert for 40 years, so what do you think they did all day? Right? There are no newspapers. They learned. But now that they're going into Eretz Yisrael, Zeratz lecharmai, this one is going to run to his vineyard. Zeratz lesadeo, this one's going to run to his field. Va'ani matehelai, what's going to be with me? They're going to put me on the shelf. They're never going to look at me. Amar la, Hashem says, Yeshli zug, I have a mate for you. Shani mezavig lecha, that I'm going to be meshadech with you. V'shabes shemai, meet your new spouse, Torah. Your spouse's name is Shabbos. Shehem betela mimelachdan. The Jewish people, they don't work on Shabbos. The Yecholim Lasek Becha, and they can learn you. And therefore the halacha is that after the meal and after a person rests, one is obligated to spend time learning. In fact, the Torah brings down the reason why Balabatim sometimes are not successful in their financial matters is because Shabbos afternoon they spend too much time eating as opposed to learning. So what do we have so far? Shabbos is a day of learning. But we would say, why is it a day of learning? Well, since you can't drive, and since you can't write, and since you can't work, So you have nothing better to do. So you might as well learn, right? What else are you going to do? But we're going to see there is a more of a stronger relationship between Shabbos and learning Torah. Tell you a story. There's once a guy by the name of Reb Zalman. Okay, he lived in the big city. He lived in the shtetl, and you know he was eking out a living like everybody else in the shtetl. It was cramped in the shtetl. It was, you know, everyone was living on top of each other. He lived with his cousins and his brothers and his father and his mother in the same house, and everyone shared the same apartment. And then one day Reb Zalman makes it rich. Strikes it big. You know, he buys a couple of goats and he trades it for some horses and he trades the horses for a boat and then it's for a ship. He makes it big. And Reb Zalman says, time to move out of the ghetto, time to move to the suburbs. So Reb Zalman moves to the suburbs and he builds himself a nice house and beautiful house, but he's lonely because he doesn't have his brothers and sisters and cousins and friends, and he's yearning and yearning. If only he can meet someone from the old shtetl to tell him what's going on, you know, how his family's doing, how the friends are doing. And one day, he gets a knock on the door, and it's Beryl the beggar. Beryl, how you doing, Beryl? What's going on? So he said, Baruch Hashem, you know, you want to give me some money? He said, come in, let's talk. Tell me, how are things back in the shtetl? How's Abba? How's Ima? How are my friends? I don't have time for you. I have to collect money. This is how I make my living. I don't have time to talk to you. What do you mean you don't have time to talk to me? You don't have a job. Yeah, but I collect money. I have to go around collecting money in these fancy houses. Tell me, Beryl, how much do you plan to collect tonight? $73. $73. Sam said, no problem. Here's $100. Sit down, this nice leather couch. Tell me what's going on. Tell me how Abba is, how Ima is. Tell me how my friends are doing. What's new in town? Tell me the latest gossip. So Beryl is drinking his coffee that Zalman gave him. And he starts dozing off. And he conks out. Zalman is waiting. He's waiting. He starts shaking. Wake up. Why should I wake up? I'm off for the night. I collected in 4 minutes what I needed to collect in 3 hours. What do you mean, wake up? Zalman said, you shaita, you fool. I gave you the money so you could talk to me. I didn't give you the money for you to go to sleep. I gave you the money so you could talk to me. So the Dubna Magid says that our neshamas come down from a very high away place. Our neshamas come down to this world. We come down, we're far away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to hear from us. He wants to hear our learning, our davening. The only thing is, we're too busy. You know, we have to make a living, we have to work, we have to provide for our families. It's a good excuse. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, look, I'll make a deal with you. Every Friday, I'll give you double. For Friday and for Shabbos. But I'm giving you double. You don't have to work on Shabbos. Whatever you would have made in 7 days, you'll make in 6 days. But I want you to talk to me. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your learning. I want to hear your davening. I want you to connect. So the guy who spends his whole Shabbos sleeping away, he's defeating the whole purpose, the whole function of Shabbos. The purpose of Shabbos, as Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm giving you 1 day a week. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you have to say. Let's connect. Let's join together. To spend the whole day sleeping 13 hours Friday night and 5 hours Shabbos afternoon, that's defeating the purpose of Shabbos. But we'll see, perhaps it's even deeper than that. Okay, and we're gonna skip to number 11. This is a very important maramakom. This is from the Sefer Haksav VaHaKabbalah. Now, Haksav VaHaKabbalah was written by Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg. He lived from 1785 to 1865. We mentioned him a few weeks ago. And his avowed purpose in writing his Sefer was to counteract the Reform movement, to show how the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, and the written law are intertwined. That when the Chachamim make a drasha, it's not they just, you know, they felt like it. You know, this would be a cute way of reading the Pasuk. No. If you know the laws of grammar, of Hebrew grammar perfectly, then any drasha the Chachamim make is because there is a a word written improperly that the Torah wants you to pick up on. Fine. We mentioned the story a few weeks ago how he was once forced by the government to preside over a wedding of a couple who did not want to keep the laws of Taras HaMishpacha. And you know, as the man is handing the ring to the woman, saying, Hareyat Mikudesh Asli, Rav Yaakov Tzvi announces this wedding is Kedas Frederich HaGadol, not Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, but as the opinion of Frederick the Great. Okay. What does the word Shabbos mean? Okay, now let's take a look. Shabbos Hashem. B'shem Shabbos Nichlal Lashon Menucha. The word Shabbos means rest, bittul, vehefsik, stopping, interruption, interrupting your daily activity. That's what we always thought Shabbos means. Standstill. Everything stops, everything comes to a rest. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, there's another meaning of Shabbos. The Evshar Lichlal Odbo Inyan, we can include another concept in the word Shabbos. Ha'iyun v'hachakira. Contemplation and investigation. Meditation, thought. The word Shabbos means thought. What? No, we know Shabbos means to rest. How does Shabbos mean rest? Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, I'm not telling you anything new. The pasuk says, Ki achare shuvi nichamti. After I thought, I reconsidered. I did tshuva. In other words, the word shin beis has a connotation of thinking. Shavti v'ro'isi tachas hashamesh. I sat, meaning I thought, what is under the sun? And the Ksav HaKabbalah goes on to explain, how do you say in Hebrew to sort of go back and forth? Shuv, right? Shuv means to lashuv, to come back, and to go back again, and to back. Because thinking is really a process of holich v'shuv, back and forth. Why? You think of an idea. Now, that idea becomes the result of your mind. That idea then goes ahead and causes you to think of another thought. Now the first idea is no longer a result, but it is a cause of the next idea. So thoughts are basically result-cause. You ever realize sometimes, you know, you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, and after 1 minute, you cannot believe where your mind has ended up. Why? Because one thing, you think about one thing. You think, you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, first you think about what you ate for lunch, and then you think about who you were sitting next to lunch, and then you think about that person's uncle, and then you think about what that person's uncle does for a living, and then you think about that other person, all of a sudden, in 30 seconds, your mind is who knows where. And why? Because thoughts are chained, one to the next. The word to think is shavti, lashuv, to go from one to the next. The word Shabbos has a connotation of thinking. You ever hear of an expression when you ask somebody in the yeshiva, what does he do? He sits and learns. You ever hear that? He's sitting and learning. Why do we have to say he's sitting and learning? Maybe standing, maybe he's, you know, doing somersaults while he's learning. What does that have to do with sitting? Or Ashrei Yoshvei Veisacha. Praise are those who sit in your house. What good is it to sit in the house? Well, you know, you could sit in the Beis Hashem from today till tomorrow. Actually, the Rama says, you see from this pasuk, that if you come to shul, even if you don't do anything, you're just sitting there, sitting is also a mitzvah. But still, why fortunate are those who sit in the house? I should say, fortunate are those who learn. No, the word shev, shin beis, means to think. Yoshev doesn't literally means to sit, but the root is shin beis, to contemplate. Fortunate are those who think in your house. What does David HaMelech say? Acha sha'alti meis Hashem osa avakesh, shifti beveis Hashem, to sit in the house of Hashem. Yeah, then what? What good is it going to do him to sit in the house of Hashem? Well, he's just going to gain weight, so he's going to be sitting all day, right? Shifti beveis Hashem. The purpose is not to sit. Shev means to think, to contemplate, to think of religious matters, to think in Torah, to think about God. The word Shabbos doesn't just mean not to do melacha. The word Shabbos means to think, to learn. That's what Shabbos means. It's not that since you're not doing melacha anyway, you might as well learn. It's not you might as well learn. That is what Shabbos means. The mitzvah of Shabbos, there too, when the Torah says, there's a mitzvah saseh of shivisa. What does that mean, shivisa? We always thought it meant shivisa, rest. Don't drive, Don't write. Don't turn on the light. Yeah, that's not violating the negative prohibitions. But what's the positive prohibition of Shabbos? The positive mitzvah of Shabbos is to spend the time thinking in spiritual matters. Rabbi Isai, take a look in number 11, in the middle of the piece. The first word on the line is Uvazeh. Uvazeh yuvanu heitev. Now we understand. Kisheshama Adam HaRishon, when Adam HaRishon heard, Kocha shel tshuva, the power of tshuva, what did he say? Amar v'amar, Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. He said, the song, Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Why? Because if the whole purpose of Shabbos is to be able to think, if tshuva is so powerful, how great must Shabbos be if it's an entire day dedicated to thinking about Hashem, to thinking about religious matters, to thinking about spiritual matters? If when Adam HaRishon realized the power of tshuva, what's tshuva? Tshuva is to reconsider. What's the root of tshuva? Shin Beis. To think. The Mesillas Yesharim says that if a person would merely think even a little bit about his ways, he would immediately begin to do tshuva and it would ultimately lead him to perfect himself completely. You hear what the Mesillas Yesharim says? If a person would think about his ways, kemat kat, even a little bit, he would immediately do tshuva, complete tshuva. So let's ask ourselves, so why don't we do complete tshuva? It must be we don't even think about our ways even a little bit. Right? It must be our minds are so preoccupied, which is true, everybody knows, that somehow the Yetzirah is able to occupy our minds all week, all day, right? Nobody escapes it. That we don't think about our ways. That's what Shabbos is. Shin Beis is late to sit, but not to sit, to think. Think about Torah. Think about Shabbos. Think about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Think about your connection to Hashem. Thinking about spirituality. So when Adam HaRishon meets Kayin and he sees how powerful tshuva is, what does he say? Wow! We have a whole day dedicated to such thought. That's what Shabbos is. Now we understand, says Iksava HaKabal, a few lines down. In the middle of the line it says, Uvedavar zeh shayich shaper lashon asiyas Shabbos. That's what it means. We make Shabbos. How do we make Shabbos? There's one element of Shabbos which we have nothing to do with. God zaps Kedusha onto Shabbos. Whatever we do, whatever we don't do, the Kedusha is there. But there's an added dimension of Kedusha that we add to the Shabbos. By our learning, by our contemplation, we are making the holiness of Shabbos. We are adding a level of Kedusha to Shabbos. Rabbi Isai, is Shabbos Zachar or Shabbos Nekeva, Shabbos the male or Shabbos the female? There are two facets of Shabbos. One facet of Shabbos is God created a holy day, a day that we don't do any work, we rest. In that sense, Shabbos is the male. The male means the active member, the member who influences somebody else. Shabbos comes, God gives us a holy day that sanctifies us. Shabbos is a male. Shabbos is Zachar. Kol ha'oseh bo'i melacha ma'asimas. But there's another dimension of Shabbos. That Kedusha that we give to the Shabbos. We create the Shabbos. And in that sense, Shabbos is Nekeva. Michaleleha, those who desecrate her, Maisumas. Kiyos he, she is a sign. The learning and the thought and the contemplation that we do on Shabbos is making the Shabbos. Is making the Shabbos. Take a look at number 13. Why does the Torah tell us? Ach, es Shabbos soisai tishmeru, keep my Shabbosim. It doesn't mean this Shabbos and then next week. It doesn't mean Ches Adar, Tesvav Adar, Chaf Beis Adar, Chaf Tes Adar. Keep every Shabbos has two parts. One part is don't violate the rest of Shabbos. Don't do malacha. Don't do the forbidden categories of work. That's one form of violating Shabbos. But another way to violate Shabbos is to sleep in bed the whole day, you're also violating Shabbos. How are you violating Shabbos? It's even worse than violating. You're not creating Shabbos. You're violating the Shabbos. Just resting from melacha is also a form of violation. And therefore the Torah says, Ach, es Shabbos osai, tishmoru. Keep my Shabbosim.
keep both facets.
Why does the Torah go ahead and say, Ach es Shabbos so say tishmoru, keep my Shabbosim, and then make it Lashon Yachid, ki os hi? Is Shabbos 2 or is Shabbos 1? The answer is, these two dimensions of Shabbos are not two separate things. You know, we maybe even think, there are two things you have to do on Shabbos. Number one is, you rest and you don't do work. And number two is, you learn and you contribute to the holiness of Shabbos. These are not two separate facets of Shabbos. It's ki os hi. There's one facet of Shabbos. What is that? The purpose, the function of not doing melacha is to enable you to be able to learn. It's the two at Shabbos osai, these two aspects of Shabbos are for one purpose. It's not that you rest and you learn, two separate things. You rest in order to learn. You rest in order to think. It's Shabbos osai, it's two aspects, but it's kios hi. It's one goal. They both come together. The purpose of being able to rest is to be able to clear your mind and have the peace of mind and have the ability. We're not saying a person should not rest on Shabbos, but the purpose of the rest is for the higher function. Since all week we're preoccupied, we're busy, we don't have the opportunity to free our minds. Ach es Shabbos so say tishmoru ki oisi. It's only one function. That's why the Torah says michal leha. Those who desecrate, plural, because somebody who goes ahead and desecrates the Shabbos, he's desecrating two things. He's doing malacha, but he's also violating the other aspect of Shabbos. He's certainly not engaging in the spiritual pursuit of what Shabbos is all about. Now listen to this. This could make your hair stand on end. What do Chazal mean when they say if Klal Yisrael would keep two Shabbosim, they would immediately be redeemed? It doesn't mean two Shabbosim. It means if they would keep both aspects of Shabbos, not just they don't do malacha, but they spend the day involved in spiritual pursuits. It's not a contradiction to the Medrash. The Medrash says you only have to keep one Shabbos. But the Gemara says you have to keep two. No, the Gemara doesn't mean you have to keep two Shabbosim. Why would you have to keep two? The Gemara means if you would keep, says the Ksava HaKabbalah, if you would keep both facets of Shabbos, if Klal Yisrael would be able not only to refrain from the forbidden categories of work, but realize that refraining from the forbidden categories of work is for a higher purpose, to be able to dedicate their day for a spiritual pursuit, for meditation, for contemplation, for thinking, that's what it means. If Klal Yisrael would keep two Shabbosim, we would immediately be redeemed. Says the Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak was one of the Rishonim. Rabbi Yitzchak Arama. He lived in Spain. He was born in Spain in 1420. He passed away in Italy in 1494. You know what he says? You know why Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvot in the Torah? I thought only Talmud Torah is equal to all the mitzvot in the Torah. That's exactly the point. What does Shabbos mean? Shabbos means thinking. Shabbos means learning. Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvot because the definition of Shabbos is a day dedicated for thought, day dedicated for Torah. It's not that Shabbos is shakal kenayim kol mitzvos. Since it's a day dedicated for learning, therefore it's shakal kenayim, it's equal to all the mitzvos in the Torah. And we'll end off with one thing. We mentioned this a few weeks ago. The Ben Ish Chai writes in Parsha Shemos, let's read it inside, look at number 17. V'lachin b'shabbos shehu me'ein olam haba. Shabbos, which is a little drop of the world to come. Kamo she'amru chazal, like our sages tell us. Tzarech leharbos bo be'isa katora. A person needs to increase his learning. Ki oz yatzlichu bo yoser babinyan haruchani. Because then a person, on Shabbos, a person will be even more successful in his learning. V'lachin kosfu hamekubalim. Therefore the Kabbalists write, de gadol hapoyal hanasa me'isa katora biyom Shabbos. Greater is the accomplishment for learning on Shabbos. Elef pa'amim yoser, 1,000 times more min hanasa me'isa katar shal yimei achol than learning during the week. Learning during the week is also, every word of learning is equal to all 613 mitzvahs. But learning on Shabbos, it's 1,000 times greater. Why? We don't know. This is what the Mikubalim tell us, but perhaps one of the reasons is because since the whole day is dedicated, the whole purpose of Shabbos is to be able to learn. That's why the Torah says, "Lasos es Shabbos." We create the kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos is also, in a sense, nekeva, because we contribute to it. We make it, and it's very interesting. Then it comes out that Reuven Shabbos, Shimon Shabbos, Levi Shabbos, and Yehuda Shabbos—they're not the same Shabbos. Every individual has a different Shabbos, depending on what he does, what he puts into it. Pliny Shabbos, this guy Shabbos, is going to be different than that person. What do you mean? Hashem creates the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's one level. But it's what we put into it. That's the higher dimension of Shabbos. That's what the Torah means. Lasos es Yom HaShabbos. That's why Shabbos is Kol HaYisrael Ba. Because we are able to contribute to the Kedusha of Shabbos. And hopefully this will give us a greater appreciation for what Shabbos means. The word Shabbos doesn't just mean to rest. The word Shabbos in Shin Beis means Shafti v'ra'isi, to think, to contemplate, and to pursue spiritual matters. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.